Good morning. And how are you? We are blessed indeed. This morning, Jesus says to us twice in the gospel, "Come to me and you will find rest." And if we come to him and we learn from him, for he is meek and humble of heart, we will find rest for ourselves. And so I think rest is something that a lot of people don't have, you know, because we fill up our time with so much, even though, again, a lot of attention has been given to spiritual sloth, Acadia, and that sin, and people are always afraid that we don't care enough. But I believe that, again, we've lost the Sabbath rest, that when God gave us the commandments, out of the Ten Commandments, God gave us one whole commandment to rest, like he rested, if you will. And so we need to rediscover that. We need to rediscover how to rest so that we can do his will all the other times. Even Jesus needed to come and rest. So when Jesus looks at us today and says, "I want you to find rest for yourselves," he shows us how we got to do it. How do I find rest? Well, the first thing you got to do is you got to become little, right? I was talking at the last Mass about Father Peterson. And again, we all know he was my spiritual director for almost 30 years. And one of the things he used to tell me almost every time I went to see him is, "Larry, I want you to become little." And I always hated that, right? Because I'm not a little person in any way. Be it ego, be it body, be it whatever. You know, and he kept saying, "You need to become little, you need to become little, you need to become little." And to become little means that I'm going to need somebody else. And nobody likes that. Well, I don't anyway. Maybe you do. But the reality that I need somebody else. So I need to become little. And when you and I become little, now we can approach Jesus. Because now we can go to him, and it's that relationship with Jesus that he calls us to, that I can surrender all to him. See, the problem is, if we're not little, if we're learned and all those things, and not against learning, but when we're filled up with ourselves, we think that we got to control the universe. We got to control our life. We got to do what we need to do. And again, that gives us great burdens. Aren't you tired of being the savior of the world? Aren't you tired of being the savior of your family? Aren't you tired of doing everything as if you're the God of the universe? God calls us to come to him and rest. So after we become little, and it's another way of becoming humble, that I need you, Jesus. And until you get to that part where I need you, Jesus, huh? We're in the middle of a DME retreat next door, and we have 33 people making it. And it isn't going as well as they normally go. There's been great conversions, but there's a few that just are not buying this stuff. And so, like adoration last night, which is usually the most wonderful thing they do, people were not happy, you know. And so, but I, as looking at them and going with them, they don't want to become little. They don't want to become vulnerable to God. And how sad it is for all of us when we don't want to become vulnerable to anybody. But we must become vulnerable to Jesus. So he says, "Come to me." So humble yourself and then go to Jesus. And when we go to Jesus, he says, "Learn from me." Why? Because I am meek and humble of heart. And then you will find rest. So when I come to Jesus, I got to sit at his feet. And I got to learn from him what it is to be a human being, because he's the perfect human. And if Jesus always fulfilled every commandment, is that true? Yes, he never broke commandments. He lived the Sabbath. And if Jesus learned, okay, I need to live Sabbath, then we need to live the Sabbath. We need one day of our life where we rest, where we don't fill every moment up. And so when I tweeted this morning, it was interesting. Someone tweeted back and says, "Good advice, Father. I'm getting off Twitter. Television's off today. I am going to read a good book and rest in the Lord all day." good. That's the point. Do we just go from place to place, do another thing, another thing, another thing, another thing? I got to do this. And then we pull out our cell phone and we go through this and we call instantly connected, constantly busy, constantly doing, checking my emails, constantly calling people on the phone. You know, I'm working this with Father Michael Kisecki. And Father Michael did not have a cell phone for years and years. Him nor my other classmate, Father Nick Rao. And so one Christmas, I bought them both track phones because I said, you got to get caught up. And I've said 1,000 times, I created Frankenstein's monster. Because Father Michael Kisecki never, ever gets away from looking at his phone. He's always sneaking, you know, in the middle of dinner. Constantly, constantly. He has become obsessed with the iPhone, with his phone, right? And it ain't just him. You know, he even told me yesterday, he says, see what a monster you created, because he was constantly looking. We become like this. We need to go to Jesus, and we need to rest, not just in ourselves, but we rest in Him. We find our rest in Him. And when we learn from Him and we find our rest, that's when we have peace. So many of us don't have peace because we haven't learned to rest. We need to learn to rest. This is the day of Sabbath. This is the day of rest. Let's become little. Let's go to Jesus, learn from Him, and have peace. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen.